Proverbs, Chapter 17. Better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of sacrifices with strife. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causes shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. The refining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tries the hearts. A wicked doer gives heed to false lips, and a liar gives ear to a mischievous tongue. Whosoever mocks the poor reproaches his maker, and he that is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children is their father's. Excellent speech becomes not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. A bribe is as a magic stone in the eyes of him that gives it. Wherever he turns, he prospers. He that covers over a transgression seeks love, but he that repeats a matter separates close friends. A reproof enters more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. An evil man seeks only rebellion, therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man, rather than a fool in his folly. Whosoever rewards evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is like releasing water, therefore leave off contention, before a quarrel starts. He that justifies the wicked, and he that condemns the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord. Why is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he has no heart for it? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man void of understanding gives pledge, and becomes surety in the presence of his neighbor. He who loves transgression loves strife, and he who exalts his gate seeks destruction. He that has a crooked heart finds no good, and he that has a perverse tongue falls into calamity. He that begets a fool does it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool has no joy. A merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. A wicked man takes a bribe out of the bosom to pervert the ways of justice. Wisdom is before him that has understanding, but the eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her that bore him. Also, to punish the just is not good, nor to flog princes for their integrity. He that has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holds his peace, is counted wise, and he that shuts his lips is esteemed a man of understanding.